Hello again, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is still September 5th. This is like Groundhog Day. It keeps going and going and going. I was just catching up on some boos and wanted to comment on something that Sassy Cat said in a boo entitled Friday Morning, in which she sort of thanked us all, many of us, Mac, myself, Simon, Timmy Sims. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody, but she goes on and thanks us all for being there, for being on Audio Boo, and for being part of her virtual family, I suppose. And she brought up something that I was thinking of a few days ago and said, boy, I've got an Audio Boo about that, and then I subsequently forgot all about it. But now that I remember, I do have to tell you this story. Well, this story. It's really my, and I may have already said this way back in February during the February's Audio Boos, but my wife, bless her soul, does not understand my need for social networking. What she doesn't understand is how important the internet has become to me and how integral it is to my everyday life. She still thinks it's just a waste of time and you're not in the real world and you're not connecting with people. And yet, you know, I'm doing more socializing with my virtual friends than I do with my real friends. I have a few dear friends. And we don't see each other really all that often because they're busy or because one thing or another. And what I think I like and I love about Audio Boo or Twitter now a little bit more. I'm getting a little bit more into Twitter and exchanging photographs there on Facebook. Facebook is that's one area where it's a bit strange because, I don't know, maybe there's a stigma attached to Facebook now. Anyway, but beyond that. But what I love about all this stuff is the social interaction can be done at one's own pace. And what I mean by that is I have a very, very flexible schedule. And I'm forever grateful for this because if it wasn't, I wouldn't have time for my daughter. I wouldn't have time to do some of the things I want to do around the house. Just helping my wife around the house and whatever it may be. But because of this, I find that I get some time to socialize, but often my friends, be they my virtual friends online or my real friends, who are also part of my digital world, they don't have the same schedule as I. So we don't always get to connect, but through the auspices of, I guess, time shifting, if you want, we do get to connect. And anyway, but getting back to my having to justify this to some of my family, my mother understands. Of all the people on the planet, she's 82 years old. She gets it. She understands. And she finds it fascinating. And she would have loved to have this when she was younger. And she loves the fact that, to me, I have a world to escape to. I'm not escaping to it. That's where I live. And that's, I suppose if I had a wish, I could just kind of digitize myself and just, you know, instead of sending a couple of texts or an audio boo out to the UK, I'd send myself, darn it, and go and have a cup of tea with Simon and go and have a cup of tea with Mac in his garden. I'd love that. It's not possible yet. I'm working on it. Anyway, just wanted to share that. Thank you all.